Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode. All right. Happy Monday. Off to another week's start. So start with the business and start with the day-to-day instructor training, because that was kind of cool too. Went through my list of things that I did over the weekend for the business. So like proof of funds, signing. I already blabbered on for 12 minutes yesterday. So went through the stuff. I'm able to like complete of the 8 items, like 5 or 6 of them I got done like on my own. And then 1 or 2 require stuff from the franchisor. And then, like, proof that I've paid certain fees and dues. And then 1 or 2 things I need insurance referrals from, or I'd like referrals from. And then 1 or 2 items from the broker. So about half everything I've got done. And then the other few things I need to follow up and email. So I'm now going to create an email and CC all the people that I need support and help from. So at least the whole cohort of people know what's going on. So, like, the bank, the broker, and then the assistant to the lender are going to be on this big email. And I'm not a huge fan of group emails because it's like, well, why does this matter? Why do I care? Well, because I need at least 1 item from each person that's getting this email. The whole email isn't for them, but part of it is. And so I want to give transparency for the broker and the banker as to where I'm stuck, who's contributing. You know, if someone's not giving me what I need, then who do they need to talk to? Who do I need to talk to keep the momentum going? And so that's, I'm not trying to get people in trouble, not trying to just CC everyone under the sun, but I want people to know, like, all right, where is the stuck spot? How do we get this to the closing table? If we had to close tomorrow, who or what is stopping us from getting there? And so it sounds kind of like a crazy idea, but it unlocks the stuck points really quickly. So I got that prepped, and I'll be sending that over, and then I'll start my contacting these people for what I need to get it, like getting up the bank account set up. I can do that right on my own, but if I do it through the bank lender assistant, then they have some of the info they need and I don't have to forward any like sensitive documents. So a few things, 1 step at a time. And then today I led the instructor class at the location I'm buying. So that was really cool. Got some great feedback, a couple of things to work on as well. But the things that I wanted to be good at, I was doing well at. And a few things I wanted to do well at, I was not doing so well at. So that was helpful to hear too. But also just getting feedback in general from the members. From the managers that are at the club, because I'm just a normal member. And so just getting feedback on, hey, this went really well, or this was really good. Try doing this next time during the warm-up. Like, I chit-chatted the whole warm-up. And as you can probably tell, I could take a sentence or 1 thing and make a speech out of it. And that's a skill in some settings that is annoying in many other situations. And so getting feedback on where that was good, but allowing those awkward pauses, those down times, and letting people just get the best workout they possibly can. So it was great. I love that feedback and upping my game as a warm-up instructor. I'll do that a few more times, and then I'll start doing the stretching as well. And then later on, the actual full-blown workouts. So that'd be kind of cool. The next few days will be at the franchise conference. So I don't think I'll be at the studio as much, but that's totally fine. Being around other franchisees and other managers as a potential or someone who's under contract to open a club, but is still under non-confidentiality stuff. That'll be my persona going in. So I'm a new franchisee. I've signed papers. I'm still hammering out the details, but I'm joining the Ferrells and wanted to join the club, and we'll be sharing the release once everything is signed and sealed. So that'll be tomorrow onward. The event, the conference is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's in my hometown. So a little bit of a drive, but that'll be good. And then what else? It's kind of cool. The members are starting to know me by name. And so I'm realizing, So I went to the 9 a.m. class. The 9 a.m. class is like 20 people. And it's great because they all go to the same class every day together. And I'm the new guy. And so I have to now get to learn 16, 20 different new names like on the spot, and they just have to learn my name, Nathan. Done. And that's over with. And I have to learn everybody's name. But it's just like getting a new job, going to a new school, going to a new church, or you're whatever. And so that was a little overwhelming, but I did the member attendance check-in. But it's now realizing, like, crap, I have to learn a lot of names really quickly. And that'll be interesting. So, yeah, see how that all pans out. No, sorry. I just pulled to my house and the garage door is wide open and I thought I'd close it. So a little bit antsy now, but that's fine. There's no robbers inside the house. At least there shouldn't be. But cool. It was a good day. A lot of positive feedback, good things in the works, and life is good. So now to go hammer out some more business stuff and keep plugging away at the W-2. Looking to the closing end of the month. This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.